Welcome to Torah Mecha Haftorah with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Adina Schmidman. Each week, Torah Mecha helps us discover the powerful and timeless messages of the Nevi'im and consider how their words can inspire and guide our lives today. This week, we are asking you to partner with us. Your support sustains this learning and helps us continue creating meaningful opportunities for women. Please consider making a meaningful gift at ouwomen.org/forward together. Give back, build forward. And now for this week's Haftorah.
Shalom uvecha to everybody. Welcome back to Torah Mecha Haftorah with OU Women's Initiative. My name is Micha Haritz, and today we'll be studying the Haftorah of Parshas Ki Tavo. We continue with the Haftorah of Consolation that take us from Shabbos Nachamu through the end of the year. This Haftorah comes from Sefer Yeshayahu, Perek Samech, Psukim Aleph through Chaf Beis. There is a lot of colorful imagery, a lot of poetic visions of the future, and once again, the Haftorah is divided into sections, so to speak, all that deal with the redemption. It is the promise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Navi Yeshayahu of the redemption coming to its full glory. And like we will see, there's a big focus on light, or, which is really how it's interesting. The first thing Hashem created by Ma'isa Bereishis, what is the first thing Hashem made? Vayomer Elkim Yihi Or, Vayihi Or, Vayar Elkim Es Or Ki Tov, Vayavdo Elkim Ben Or Uben Achoshech. The world cannot exist without light. And the first thing Hashem made by Ma'isa Bereishis is light. So without light, the world cannot exist. And here in this beautiful Nevuah, we have light, or as a symbol of our redemption. Some of you have heard me speak about Or Mansur before. Or Mansur was the first soldier, the first chayal. He was 21 years old, Hashem Yikom Damo, to fall in Lebanon when Israel went to war with Lebanon in the aftermath of October 7th. It was the beginning of October 2024. And Or, it was Erev Rosh Hashanah. And Or was the first chayal to fall in Lebanon. And when I went to see his mother, Yehuditcha Techi, and Rehulam and Beit Aryeh, she showed us his diary, his writings, and his last entry. So as Ksav Yad said, it's been a difficult day. I'm writing now in the bushes. I know we're going into Lebanon. It's Erev Rosh Hashanah. It was in Ivrit, obviously. I do not know if I will have the opportunity to hear shofar this Rosh Hashanah, but I know I'm doing something important for Am Yisrael. His name was Or Ben Yehudit Vegai. On the occasion of his 2024 second Yahrzeit, he's buried on Har Herzl. He was 21 years old, a devoted son to his mother Yehudit, devoted brother to his brother Yochai, Nehru Yair. Or brought a lot of light to the world. And I said to his mother, you know, the first thing Hashem created in the world was light. Or Mansur was very musical. He was very musically talented. And after his patira, he was a beautiful guitar player, and he had a beautiful singing voice. His friends chipped in, and I presented Yehudi with a gorgeous guitar inscribed with the psukim from Ma'isa Bereishis. And the pasuk says, Vayomer Elkim Yihi Or. So I guess let's learn the Zechron Ishmato. And Hashem should send the consolation and a chizuk to his mother, to his brother, to Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. Perek Samech of Yeshayahu Pasuk Aleph. How does the Haftorah begin? We don't have time for all the psukim. Like I said, there's a lot of imagery here. The central theme of the Haftorah is that in the time of the Geula, Kal Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, Torah Yisrael will shine in its full light. There will not be any darkness anymore. Darkness is a metaphor for exile and travail, and light is a metaphor for exile and redemption in Yeshua. Perek Samech Pasuk Aleph. Kumi Ori Kiva Orech. Yes, sounds familiar. Chadodi Kumi, arise. Ori Aleph Vav Reish Yud. Shine. Kiva Orech, for your light has come. Ukvad Hashem Alayich Zarach. And the glory, the honor of Hashem will shine upon you. What is the Navi's addressing Tzion? Arise, shine your light. Your time for your light to shine has come, and the glory of God will shine upon you. Pasuk Beis, Kihine Echoshech Yichasa Eretz, Va'arafa Lu'umim, Va'alayich Yizrach Hashem, Ukvodo Alayich Yireh. Darkness will cover the the earth. Other nations will be covered in thick fog, but upon you, Hashem will shine his light. Upon you, his glory will be seen. The first three psukim of the Haftorah, psukim after Gimel, deal with this idea of light. Until now, Galut, Tzion, Yerushalayim, has been sitting in darkness, but now darkness may cover the earth, but upon you, Hashem shines. You, Am Yisrael, you, Eretz Yisrael, are going to be the source of light for the whole world. And no more will Klal Yisrael be the persecuted nation. You will soon be, Ba'azrat Hashem, be Amen, Ve'karav, Tech L'shana Ve'kilkla, Tech L'shana Ve'chasa. Oh, I forgot to say something very important. Parshas Kisavo, it's the Torah for Kisavo. Parshas Kisavo is a parsha of the Klalos of Moshe Rabbein. There's two sets of Klalos in the Torah. There are the Klalos in Bechukosai and Vayikra Perichavav. Those are the words of Hashem. And the second set of Klalos is in Kisavo, Perichav Ches of the Book of Devarim, Moshe's own words, the 98 travails, the 98 curses that will befall Klal Yisrael when we don't go in the ways of Hashem. And it's a parsha of despair almost. It's a passage that is bleak, and it's a lot of darkness. And here the contrast is that our light will shine when the redemption comes. The next two psukim, Dalet and Hey, is telling Tzion, look around because your children are coming home. We're referring to the kibbutz Galios. Well, not we, Nishayahu. Okay, pasuk Dalet, Si'i Saviv Einayach. And Navi says, Tzion, lift your eyes and look all around. Uri'i and see, kulam nikbutsu ba'ulach nikbutsu kibbutz. Look, your children are coming back to you. Banayich me'rachok yavo. Your sons are coming from afar. Ubinotayich altsad te'amana. Look at this. Your sons and your daughters are being carried home, Tzion. Your children are coming back to you. Very similar to what Hashem tells Rachel Imenu through the voice of Yirmiyahu. I know we're in the Sefer of Yeshayah right now, Perek Samech, but in Yirmiyahu, Perek Lamed Aleph, Kol Berama Nishma, Pasuk Yedal, Nihi Bechi Tamrum, Yir Mechama Vak Al Banea, Ne'enu Lechem Al Banea Ki Anenu, Kol Amar Hashem, Ni Amini Kolich Mi Bechi, Ve'naich Mi Dima, Ki Yesh Shar Lepulateich, Ve'yesh Tekva La'acharitech, Ve'shavu Me'eretz Oye, Ve'shavu Banim Legvul, Amrechel, stop crying. I promise you, says Hashem, Sukkim Yodal through Tazai near Miel Paraglamanov, your children are going to come home. Don't cry. They'll return from the lands of the enemies. That's what these psukim hear, the promise of the redemption, psukim Dalet and Hey. Remind me of. And Yeshayahu continues to address Tzion. Oz Tiri, then you will see. Vina heart, you will be radiant. Once again, this theme of light. Upachad v'rachav levavich, your heart will see the awesomeness of the kibbutz galios. Your heart will swell. It will be broad. Ki yahafech alayich hamon yam. Chel goyim yavolach. Like a horde, like a great sea, throngs of people will come stream to you. Armies of nations will come to you. Those who were your enemies will now be your friends. This is the embodiment of a mother who thought her children were lost, sees that they are coming home. And isn't that the greatest light to shine? And here the Navi speaks about Tzion once again like a person, anthropomorphic qualities assigned to Tzion, if you will. Tzion will see. Tzion's heart will see the awesomeness of the moment. Tzion's heart will be broad and wide from the joy of her children coming home. Could we just imagine this? The next psuk and perik, Vav and Zion, give us images of camels and gold and fine spices. What is that? On flocks of sheep. What is this talking about? Nations are coming towards Yerushalayim bringing their wealth. Why is this so significant? Psukim Vav and Zion. Because what we see here is the nations who used to come to conquer Jerusalem, the nations who came to pillage. Is that the word? You know, bounty, to take bounty, to loot, to destroy Jerusalem, are now coming with gifts to Jerusalem. I'll tell you Pasuk Vav, for example. Shif'as gimalim techaseich. A herd of camels will cover you. Like, what does that mean? It means the nations are going to come carrying great gifts. You're not going to be able to see the land because there are so many camels coming with their presence. Bichrei Midyan, the young camels of Midyan, ve'efa, and the camels of Efa, kulam mishavayavo. They're all going to come from the land of Sheba, Zahav, Ulevona, they're going to carry gold, they'll find spices, Yisau, they will carry Utehilos Hashem, Yivaseru. Not only that, they're going to sing the praises of God. Could you imagine the enemies that wanted to destroy us are going to come with tributes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Pasuk Zayin, Koltzon Kedar, Yikbetzach, all the flocks of Kedar, an enemy neighboring country, they're going to be gathered to you in Jerusalem. Could you imagine? Eli Nevayah Yishar Sunecha, the rams of Nevayah will come to serve you. Ya'alu al ratzon mizbechi ubei tifarti apa'er. They will be offered up on my mizbeach for an appeasement in my house of glory. I will make a splendor. So these two psukim give us the imagery of the nations flowing towards Jerusalem and offering gifts. They're not coming to destroy. They're coming to bring presents, to praise God. The next psukim, I don't know if I'm going to have time, but psukim ches and tes are very, very powerful. Okay, I'm going to make time. Okay, Hashem will make time. Yeshayel perek samech posuches. Mi ela ka'av tu'ufena v'chayonim el arubosehem. Who are these that fly like a cloud and a dove going back to her nesting box? Pasuk Ches. Verse 9, for the lands of the sea, meaning distant lands, will long for me. They'll come to me through the ships of Tarshish. They will bring your children back to you from afar. Silver and gold will be brought back with your children because the name of Hashem, your God, the name of the Holy One of Israel, has glorified you. So here we have the imagery in Pasuk Tes of our children being children of Tzion, being brought back in ships with gold and silver. We know one of the kinot of Tisha B'Av, the Gemara describes it in Gittin. We have a kinnon in Tisha B'Av, 400 boys and girls being taken back to Rome for illicit purposes. It's in Gittin, Nun Ches, Nun Tes, maybe Nun Ches. They're being taken to Rome for illicit purposes, and they say to the oldest boy in the ship, 400 boys and girls, are we allowed to jump into the sea and take our own lives? Well, you have a chelek in Olam Haba. They don't want to be taken back to Rome for what the Romans want to do to them. And the young boy paskin, so to speak, they have no one else to ask. Yes, we'll still have a portion in Olam Haba. So quote in Olam Haba, quoting Pesukim from Tilman, they all jumped into the sea. They took their own lives rather than be taken to Rome. That is an imagery in the Gemara of children, boys and girls, sailing on ships to galus, to darkness, to servitude, for immorality, being subjugated to the umas olam. And here we are told the exact opposite pasuk tes, which I already read in the English. Ki li iyim yikavu. Islands will gather to me, meaning the people of the islands will long for me. The anios Tarshish barishona lahavi banayich meirachok. And the ships of Tarshish will be in the lead, in the front. They will bring my children back from afar. Kaspam uzahavamitam. They'll have gold and silver with them. L'shem Hashem Elokayich, for the sake of God. V'likdosh Yisrael, and for the Holy One of Israel. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki pe'arach, because he has gloried you, like from the word pe'ar. Okay, pe'ayin reish, the glory of Hashem. Ni ela ka'av tufen v'kayonim ela ruboseim. I quote from Rav Yisrael Meir Lau Shlita, the former Ashkenazic chief rabbi of the state of Israel, one of the youngest and most famous child Holocaust survivors. Rabbi Lau said this when he was a participant in March of the Living in 2016. I watched it on YouTube some years ago. I've quoted it before. And I paused the screen after every sentence to transcribe, to write down what he said. Probably today I could have used AI for that, but this was before those days. And I watched the video. It's online, March of 2016, Rabbi Lau's speech. And I paused the screen after every sentence, and I typed it out for myself. So I'm quoting Rabbi Lau. He quotes this pasuk from Yeshayahu, Perek Samech Pasuches. Mi ela ka'av tu'ufena v'chayonim ela ruboseim. Who are those that fly along like clouds, like doves, returning to their nesting box? Standing in Auschwitz, a participant of March of Living 2016, on the very ground, I'm quoting myself now, where millions were murdered, including his family, Rav Yisrael Meir Lau explained this verse according to the teachings of Rav Avraham Yitzchak HaKohen Cook, Zatzal. And now we quote Rabbi Lau. The prophet Isaiah had Rabbi Lau was speaking at that place in on that cursed ground, on that ground of so many where Kedoshim met their end. He was speaking in English. Okay, many of the participants not speak Hebrew. The prophet Isaiah had a vision of the ingathering of the exiles. He gives a comparison to two items, mi ela ka'av tufenu, who are these that fly like clouds, the chayonim ela ruboseim, and like doves to their nests. Two examples of the same idea to the ingatherings of the exiles. Jews come to Eretz Yisrael, to the promised homeland, which becomes new in our hands, and they are compared to a dove and a cloud. Rav Kook explained the difference between the dove and the cloud. A cloud, has no emotions, no wisdom, no heart, no brain, no incentive. The cloud will not move without the wind pushing it. On the contrary, the dove, he doesn't wait for the winds to push him. Her eggs, her children, she flies home. I see, said the prophet Isaiah, according to Rav Kook, two types of immigrants to Israel. Those who come here pushed by the winds of anti-Semitism, Inquisition, the Holocaust. And then there will be those who come here like doves to their homes, with homesick, with understanding that this is my home. They do not wait for a strong wind to push them. Dear friend, said Rabbi Lau, I came to Israel among the first new Olim to Eretz Yisrael straight after World War II in July 1945. I came to Israel like a cloud pushed by the storm winds of the Holocaust. I tell you the truth with my hand on my arm. Maybe without the Holocaust, I would today be a rabbi in a shtetl here in Poland. I spoke a beautiful Polish, nothing but Polish. My father was a rav here, generations before me, a dynasty of rabbis. The storm wind destroyed my home, murdered my parents, pushed me to a new old homeland, Eretz Yisrael. You have the privilege to arrive back home like doves flying to her nest. Knowing that this is our place, we have no other place. We have no other country, no other state, no other homeland, no other feeling of a home but habaita, habayit shalanu. And he quoted from Tehillim in the original Psukim, Yasor Yisranika v'lamavet lo nitanani. God has given me over to chastisement and suffering, but not over to death. Ki chilatzto nafshi mimavet et eini min dima et ragli midecha. God, you delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling. Et halich lifnei Hashem ba'arzo tachayim. I will walk before God in the land of the living. This is my desire, says Rabbi Lau. This is my wish. This is my promise. But I want you to feel together with me. Et halich lifnei Hashem ba'arzo tachayim. Eretz Medinat Yisrael. You could go online. I'm sure you could find it. It's March of the Living. It's on YouTube. Rabbi Lau's speech in 2016. And I couldn't not, you know, I prepared the whole parak, and I don't know how our time is up, and it's 22 pesukim long, but I can't read this pasuk without sharing that. And isn't that not the greatest consolation, but also the greatest message of Akash Baruch Hu? Are we like doves, or are we like a cloud? Pesukim Yud through Yud Dalid is beautiful imagery of the nations helping to rebuild Yerushalayim. The very nations that destroyed Jerusalem will now build Yerushalayim. This is a great nechama. Pasuk Yud, for example. Ubanu b'nei nechar chomatayach umacheyam yishar tunecha. Foreigners, nachri. A foreigner, a stranger, will build your walls, Tzion. Their kings will serve you. Ki bekitz bihi kitich ubertzoni richamtich. Because through my wrath, says God, I struck you. But now, in my mercy, I will have mercy upon you. Open your gates, Jerusalem, day and night they will not be closed. The wealth of the nations and their kings will be brought to you. That's the theme of Psukim Yod through Yodad. Again, I certainly don't have time to do every parak. Pasuk, even if I wouldn't have quoted from Rav Lau, I don't have time, but I want to give you an overview. Now we come to, and that's the theme of really the whole Shiva Dinachamta, a reversal. Galus, Geula. Afela, Leora. Shibud, Legeula. Chutz Aretz, back to Eretz Yisrael. Verses 15 through 18, Pesukim Tesvav through Yerchas. Now the imagery is very beautiful, and Yeshayahu is saying you were forsaken and you were hatred and you were hated. That's really what Am Yisrael experiences in exile. But now it's going to be an everlasting pride. And Pesuk Tesvav, Tachat Heyotech Azuva Usnua. instead of being abandoned and hated, the ain over, and there is no passerbys in New Jerusalem, the samtich the gaon olam, I will make you an eternal pride, misos dar v'dar, you will be the joy of generations to generations. Psukim yud tas through chaf. We return to the theme of light. After describing the kibbutz galios, the nations bringing their wealth, our children sailing home on ships, kings and nations coming to build Jerusalem, Jerusalem's gates will always be open, her children coming back like doves flying back to their nest, the glory of God. We bring the, what a gorgeous haftorah, what a gorgeous haftorah. We bring the haftorah full circle. Psukim yud tas through chaf is once again about light. Listen to Pasuk Yitas, Lo yelach or hashemesh la'or yomam, ule noga hayarech lo ya'irlach. You're not going to need the sun by day for light. You're not going to need the glow of the moon by night. Why will we need these luminaries in the heavens? V'hayalach hashem la'or olam. Elokaich l'tifarteich. She begins with or and ends with or. You won't need the sun and the moon because of Kosh Baruch Hu's light. The spiritual presence of God will be so bright. He will be our glory. He will be our light. There won't be darkness anymore. And finally, the last two psukim, Chaf and Chaf Aleph, very famous pasuk. You know this from our recitation of Pirkei Avos. Pasuk Chaf Aleph, V'ameich kulam tzadikim, la'olam yirshu aratz, neitzar matai masayadai lehit pa'er. Your nation, your people will all be righteous. Kulam tzadikim. They will always inherit earth. Which earth? Eretz Yisrael will come back to our home and it will be la'olam yisharetz, an internal inheritance. Neitzar matai masay adei lihispa'er. The branch of Hashem's planting, his handiwork, adorned in splendor. And the last pasuk, pasuk of beis, also famous, you're going to hear why. The last words are very famous. Hakaton yiyala alaf v'hatzair l'gai asum. The smallest of people, Am Yisrael, will become 1,000. The youngest, a mighty nation. Ani Hashem, I am Hashem. Be'ita achishan. I know you're familiar with that. The Gemara discusses this very, very famously. The exile, be'ita, either the redemption will come in its time, but if we are worthy, achishana, the redemption will come before its time. Exile is darkness. Redemption is light. Exile is the Jews are being sailed on ships away from our land. Redemption is we're coming home on ships. Exile is the nations oppress and steal our wealth. Redemption is the nations will bring us wealth. Exile is the walls have been destroyed. Redemption is those strangers will come rebuild our walls. Exile is war and travail. Redemption is peace and tranquility. Exile is azuva usnua, abandoned and hated. Redemption is reunited with Hashem and with love and joy. Exile is darkness, and redemption is Hashem as the source of light. Not only is it part of the Shiva de Nechamta, but how powerful in Nechama after reading the Klalos of Kisava, what a gorgeous Haftorah. Although we should be zochet to see these beautiful words of Yeshayahu be fulfilled in our time. B'mehera b'yameinu, mi'ela ka'av tu'ufanu, v'kayonim elarubosem. Don't forget about Or Mansur, Ben Yudit v'gai, Hashem yikom dama, who spread light. He never went home for Shabbat without flowers for his mother. She told me whenever he had to leave from the army, he always brought her home flowers. One of his close friends, who I have become friends with, who told me a lot about Or, told me everyone thought that Or was their best friend. He was a leader. He went before the troops. He wanted to hear shofar, but he understood he might be pater because Osek im a mitzvah, pater min a mitzvah, yezecho baruch, zecho Or Mansur, should be zecho to see the ultimate light shine upon our nation and our land. Amen, amen. Kol tov. Thank you so much for learning with me.